Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. We're doing a quick deep dive today into some of the stories featured in The Juice. So let's jump right in. First up, the India-Pakistan conflict.
Right. It seems there's a lot of disinformation spreading online around the recent military actions. It's really heating things up.
Yeah, reports are saying social media, you know, Facebook, X, they're apparently full of misleading footage, videos claiming to be attacks from either side.
And news outlets like AFP are actually working pretty hard to debunk a lot of these clips.
It's worrying, isn't it? Some of this stuff is apparently footage from completely different wars, like the Israel-Hamas conflict being passed off as current events there.
Mm-hmm. There was a quote from a military expert, General Shinquind, calling it a communication war. Makes it incredibly hard to figure out what's actually happening on the ground.
So the context is these military assaults happened after an Islamist group attacked in Kashmir, that disputed area, and then India retaliated.
And what's really tricky is some of the, well, the fake stuff seems to come from sources you might think are legit. Like, apparently the Pakistani military shared some old footage at one point.
Wow. So a good discussion point for kids might be, how do you even tell if something you see online is real? What signs should you look out for?
Definitely. Okay, next topic is way out there space. Astronomers found a giant molecular cloud.
Right, named Eos. And the surprising thing is it's really close, relatively speaking, in our cosmic backyard.
Yeah, about 300 light years away. We often hear about super distant discoveries, right? But finding something this massive nearby is, well, it's kind of rare.
How massive are we talking?
The report said about 3,400 times the mass of our sun, and so wide, it would look like 40 moons side by side in the sky if we could see it.
Whoa, so why haven't we seen it before?
Well, it's mostly hydrogen, and apparently you need special tech, like a far ultraviolet spectrographs to spot that. Normal telescopes looking for carbon monoxide just wouldn't pick it up.
Uh-huh, okay.
One astronomer, Melissa McClure, used an analogy like finding a huge hidden bunker under a suburb you thought you knew really well.
That's a good way to put it. And scientifically, this is important because...
because these clouds, these molecular clouds, are where stars and solar systems form. So studying EOs could, you know, give us clues about how our own solar system got started.
Cool. So maybe a discussion topic is just about all the amazing things scientists are still discovering out there and why learning about space even matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, moving from the cosmos to biology, a new study suggests humans heal much slower than other mammals.
Slower, like... chimpanzees, monkeys, mice, they all heal faster.
Apparently so. It started when a biologist, Akiko Matsumoto Oda, noticed how quickly baboons healed up, even though they seemed to get injured a lot.
Okay, so what's the main finding?
Basically, human wounds take at least 3 times longer to heal compared to, well, our furrier relatives.
3 times? Why is that?
It seems to come down to hair follicles. They're packed with stem cells that help repair skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, another biologist, Elaine Fuchs, explained how these follicle stem cells are key to fixing the epidermis, the outer skin layer.
But humans, we don't have much fur.
Exactly. That's the evolutionary trade-off, right? We lost most hair follicles to get sweat glands, which helps us cool down and live all over the planet. But we lost that quick healing boost from the follicle stem cells.
So how much slower are we talking in real terms?
The study gave an example. A similar wound might take an animal about 25 days to heal, but for a human, it could be like up to 100 days.
Wow. That's quite a difference. So for kids, maybe talking about how different animals have different abilities and what amazing things our own bodies can do, even if healing is slower.
Good angle. Okay, next up, something about human endurance. The London Marathon.
Ah, the ever-presence. This is a great story. This tiny group of runners who've done every single London Marathon since it started back in 1981.
It's incredible, isn't it? The oldest one, Max Beek, he's 83, and he's finished 45 marathons.
45. And there were originally, what, 42 of them?
Yeah, and now only 6 are left who have done every single one. Max Beek even mentioned losing his balance a bit near the end of the last race, but he still finished.
Amazing dedication. And the youngest one, Chris Final, he's 66, he said they sort of represent the ordinary club runner.
Mm-hmm. And they all plan to be back next year.
It's also worth mentioning, this year's marathon was huge, right? Like record-breaking.
Yeah, the biggest ever. Yep. Over 56,000 finishers. And they raised a record amount for charity, too.
Fantastic. So a conversation starter here could be about determination, you know?
Yeah.
Sticking with something even when it's tough. Setting goals.
Definitely. Okay, final news item takes us to California. Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing local governments to ban homeless encampments.
Right, and offering billions in incentives to do it. California obviously has a very large unhoused population.
It's a really complex issue, though. Some local leaders are hesitant. They're trying to balance enforcing laws with, you know, human rights, legal risks. Plus, the local rules aren't always consistent.
Yeah, it's a tough balance. The Supreme Court did rule that local governments can have anti-camping laws.
Right. But the debate continues. Voters there did approve bond money for treatment and housing.
And Newsom is saying, look, the resources are there. It's urgent. Let's act.
But then you have advocates for the homeless who are worried this approach focuses too much on, well, punishment instead of support and actual solutions.
It's definitely got many sides. So a discussion could be about what homelessness means, the challenges people face. It's a complex social issue.
For sure. And finally, today's quote comes from Walt Disney.
Ah, okay. What is it?
When you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do.
Nice. Simple, but true. And Walt Disney, I mean, obviously the animation pioneer, creator of Mickey Mouse, built this huge entertainment company.
Yeah, started as an animation studio, grew into, well, Disney as we know it, theme parks, movies, everything. A huge legacy in entertainment.
So a simple question for kids off that quote.
Yeah.
What are you curious about right now? Found anything interesting lately?
Good one. So that's a quick look at some of the topics the kids might have encountered today in The Juice. Hopefully it gives you some context and maybe some starting points for conversations.
So thanks for tuning in for this deep dive.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.